All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 165 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And into this podcast, we're going to be talking about the concept of now. The concept of now. And our anchor scripture will be taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." I'm going to read it again. "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." I'm going to read the same thing from the New King James Version. He says, "For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So what does this concept of now mean? It just means that the right time to do something, to make a change, is now. Many people like to set quit dates in the future. To be honest with you, that's not a concept that's really supported by the Bible. Many people are like, you know what, starting 3 days from now, I'm going to start doing XYZ. Mm-mm. That's not a smart idea. In fact, many times in the Bible, you're going to see this concept of now play itself out. If you read through the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." Today, he didn't say, if you hear his voice tomorrow or whatever. Mm-mm. He said, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts," as in the wilderness, you know. So it's very important as a child of God, if you're making a change, make that change now. There is no better time to start doing the right thing than to do it now. Because that time in the future you think you're going to stop that thing may never come. That's one. Two, you may also discover that it gets harder, not easier, to drop something bad as time goes on. Like literally, something that you say, "Oh, I will start doing 7 days from now," you're just basically setting yourself but like 7 days more in the hole before whipping yourself out of that mess. Because you see many people, they're like, "Oh, you know what? I'm going to start eating well. I'm going to start eating cleanly from 5 days from now. You know, this March, I'm just going to enjoy myself. But from April, I'm going to start doing the right thing." Well, guess what? The thing is, the more you're involved in something, the harder it is to get out of it. You kind of think of it this way. If a person has had a hard drug, like an opioid or cocaine once, and then they're like, "Oh, okay, I'm going to stop." If they say, "I'm going to stop," they have a much higher likelihood of not going back to it versus a person that has taken cocaine 3 times, 10 times, 20 times. The more times you do something, the harder and harder it is to stop doing that thing. So whenever you set quit dates or make a change dates in the future, you're actually just making it harder and harder for you to get away from an addiction. There's nothing special about that date that will suddenly make your life dramatically different. No. So if you know that there's nothing magical about that date that will make everything change, why don't you just start doing the right thing now? Because the thing is, you don't realize sometimes continuing a bad behavior for like 2 or 3 days, the person may actually die in that behavior within 2 or 3 days. What if a person is like, "Oh, I'm going to start eating right. I'm going to start exercising, blah, 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 blah," you know, a week from now. But within that 1 week, they get a heart attack or a stroke that they never recover from. Maybe exercising may have averted or something, right? So that's the thing. It's just very important to make that change and make that change now. You want to drop a bad behavior. Don't say, "Oh, I'm going to stop watching pornography next month. Oh, I'm going to stop doing this next month." No, stop now. I'm telling you, your most successful time to quit any bad behavior is now, not tomorrow. Because again, tomorrow is not guaranteed. You literally could be alive today and gone tomorrow. No one knows the future. No one knows the future. That's why the Bible says, I love what this anchor scripture used to say. It says, behold, now is the accepted time. So that means there is a, if there is an accepted time, that means there is an unacceptable time. The accepted time is now. The accepted time is now. Because that time where you may be ready to make a change may be an unacceptable time. May be a time where salvation is no longer available to you. So I'm encouraging you today. I believe that God is speaking to someone today. I really want to encourage you. Is there any bad behavior you have? Is there any relationship you're in that you know does not glorify God? Is there anything you're doing that you know is not in line with the will of God? What's the best time to stop? Right now. Is there any good behavior you should start picking up? Is there anything you should be doing to glorify God's name? You know, have you been saying, oh, you know what? Okay, I will establish a relationship with Jesus Christ sometime. Guess what? The best time to make that decision is now. Don't keep waiting until it is too late. Because if you do, you don't know. You don't know. Now may be your last opportunity, literally. Because that's the thing. Life moves in phases. You'll be surprised that that moment you see sometimes certain critical things in your life change within a very short span of time. It's almost like there's like a fleeting opportunity that, man, if you had not plugged into that opportunity, you'd have lost out on something pretty good for a long time. Or an opportunity may have never come again. So I'm encouraging you, take advantage of that opportunity. If you see God extending his hand to you of salvation, take that opportunity. Look at that thief on the cross. He was right next to Jesus. One did not take advantage of the now that he had. The other one did. The other one said, you know, Lord Jesus, can I be with you in paradise? And Jesus, he basically gave his life to Christ at that moment. He didn't say, oh, let me give myself a few more minutes. Let me give myself a few more hours. No, he made that decision right there. And he literally defined his eternal destiny by a now decision that he made that was smart and brilliant. Because who knows? Who knows? What if that for him, that was the acceptable time? Any other time may have been the unacceptable time for him. So the best time to quit any bad behavior is now. The best time to quit any bad behavior is now. So I'm really encouraging you today, especially for those that have not given their lives to Christ. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. You never know. Many people, when they're young, they think they have their whole lives ahead of them. Believe it or not, there are young people that die. People die in accidents. People die of cancer. People die of disease. You're like, man, how did this person just... Well, this person is in their 20s, in their 30s. They got a heart attack and died. You never know when your time will be called. Whether you like it or not, unless the rapture happens, you will for sure die. The Bible, everyone is one of those appointments that you can try or you can to avoid it, but you're going to keep that appointment someday. The Bible says it is appointed unto man to die once. After that is the judgment. So if you've not surrendered your life to Christ, you have this opportunity right now. Don't ignore this podcast. God is trying to call on you right now. God is saying, man, you've been going in this wrong direction for years and years and years. I want to save your soul now. I want to redeem you now. So if you want to make that decision with me, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. I confess all my sins. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. And fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone that has just surrendered their lives to you. Lord, as they're taking those decisions now, Heavenly Father, please help them to keep doing your will. And help us, Lord, to make good decisions now. Because now is what we know. We don't know about the future. We know that our future is in your hands. But if there are areas of our lives where we don't please you, bad habits we have, give us the grace to quit now. Give us the grace to not keep postponing those things, because those postponings are just a trick of the devil. We think, oh wow, we have all the time in the world. But your word says, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Give us the grace, Lord, to make those changes now, to obey now. Because your divine agenda many times is time bound. So we don't want to miss out on your move. So help us, Lord, to make that positive change now, to hear your voice now, and to not harden our hearts. And as we do so, Lord, let all be well with us, and let your name be glorified in our lives, and let us all make heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So for those that have given their lives to Christ, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things I want you to do. Number one, start reading your Bible and do what it says, and just make it a consistent habit. You know, find a translation you understand. I love the New Living Translation. Very easy to understand, really simplifies things. Read it and do what it says. Even if it's one verse you can do every day, just do it on a consistent basis. You can even start in the book of John. It'll tell you all about the love of God. Number two, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. Episodes 96 to 101 on the website, divineinterventionlifelessons.com. DivineInterventionLifeLessons.com. You can also find me on the Apple Podcast. But basically, it's a series of podcasts titled Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you things you should be doing daily so that you can grow in your walk with God. You don't want to remain at the same level. You want to keep growing. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Notice, I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, but they don't preach or do things that are consistent with the will of God. They twist the Bible. They're like, oh, the Bible says this, but you know what? The world around us is saying X, Y, Z. No, you don't want to be in that place. You want to be in a place that preaches the true, pure, undiluted word of God. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a wonderful church, thousands of parishes all over the world. But there are also many great churches around the world. But again, spend time fellowship with other believers. Read the Bible, do what it says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Until episode 166, have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you. Shalom.